Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q1 FY19 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all the participants to Q1 2019 earnings conference call. We have senior management of R Systems with us in this call. We will start the call with opening remarks on the performance of the company, followed by the financial overview by Mr. Nand and business overview by Mr. Anurag. Thereafter, we will have a closing statement by Mr. Rikki. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains certain forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statements. These statements may undergo revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual result performance could differ from those expressed or implied in such statements. Now, I'm handing over to Mr. Rikki for his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for the first quarter of 2019. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 16 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries: telecom, technology, healthcare and life sciences, finance and insurance, retail, and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud, help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. During the Q1 2019, we reported revenues of rupees 196 crores, that is $27.9 million, as against rupees 152 crores, that is $23.6 million in Q1 of last year. We had a healthy growth of 29% in INR terms and 18% in USD terms. The revenue growth is driven by strong demand for digital services along with Innovisint acquisition. The EBITDA for the quarter was 9%, as against 4.5% in Q1 of last year. Profit after tax was rupees 12.3 crores, as against 3.9 crores in Q1 of last year. Our quarterly margins have improved compared to the first quarter of earlier years, despite the salary raises and rupee appreciation. We served $26 million-plus customers during the Q1 2019, including seven customers contributing now $3 million-plus revenues on a run rate basis. We have added five key customers during this quarter. Revenue from digital initiative was over 40% during the quarter 2019. We added 100-plus associates during the quarter to cater to revenue growth. Also, we expanded our Greater Noida SEZ facility. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 333 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 200 crores. As we have recently concluded buyback of rupees 24 crores during April, that will have an impact on cash balances and shareholders' funds. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, sir. Good morning to all.
Thank you everybody for attending the call. Hope everybody had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter first. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 196.30 crores or $27.9 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 2% and year-on-year increase of 29% in rupee terms. Traditionally, quarter one is a weak quarter as clients are still in the process of releasing their IT budgets. However, this year we have started quite well in 2019 with 29% year-on-year growth. As Mr. Rikki said, we have added 5 key wins during the quarter and around 100 associates in this quarter. Our digital practice has helped revenue growth. Getting down to gross margin, it was 33.66% compared to 34.06% last quarter. The small reduction of 40 basis points mainly due to impact of increase in salary, post-retirement benefits in India, and rupee appreciation as offset by decrease in travel and other cost of goods sold. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by rupees 1.14 crores. It was rupees 48.45 crores in this quarter compared to 47.31 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to InnoVision acquisition. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 17.6 crores or $2.5 million compared to rupees 18.2 crores or $2.6 million last quarter and rupees 6.9 crore or $1.1 million in quarter one of 2018. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 9% in this quarter compared to 9.5% last quarter and 4.5% in same quarter last year. This quarter, EBITDA has improved compared to EBITDA of first quarter of previous year despite salary raises and rupee appreciation. With the present pipeline and discipline in execution, we should be able to further improve EBITDA in coming quarters. Coming down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 4.31 crore compared to rupees 3.45 crores last quarter. Other income in this quarter was rupees 5.92 crores compared to rupees 17.72 crores in last quarter. Other income for this quarter mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. Interest income for the quarter was rupees 2.09 crores. The exchange gain during quarter one is rupees 3.13 crores compared to exchange gain of rupees 6.37 crores last quarter. The reduced gain is due to lesser mark-to-market gain as there was steep depreciation rupee in quarter four. As at the end of this quarter, we have total forward cover of $14.65 million with average rate of rupees 72.96 and euro cover of 3.10 million with average rate of 86.69, which has already been marked to market at closing date of 31st March. Our tax expense was rupees 6.48 crore in this quarter compared to 6.45 crores last quarter. Net profit after tax was rupees 12.38 crores or $1.6 million compared to rupees 26 crore or $3.74 million last quarter. Last quarter net profit has benefited by one-time gains like higher mark-to-market gain, true-up of IDs ex-shareholder liability, and old AP write-backs. Resultant EPS for the quarter is Rs. 1. Getting down to asset side of the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of March 31st were Rs. 133.26 crores compared to Rs. 136.55 crores at the end of last quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO was 62 days compared to 63 days in last quarter. Cash balance was Rs. 200 crores, including Rs. 24 crores kept in escrow account for buyback, which has since been completed. Our system shareholder fund were Rs. 332 crore at the end of March. With that, let me hand over to Aviras for review of operations.
Thank you, Nan. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. Would like to give a brief flavor over global operation and our customers. We continue to focus on digital transformation for the select key vertical like technology, telecom, finance, healthcare, and life sciences. Our digital offering include speech and data analytics, CRM, Salesforce, robotic process automation, and cloud. And we see huge potential in this area with existing as well as our new client. Data and speech analytics, our efforts for last year is showing good promise and lot of traction with the new and the existing customers. We've seen that IoT is another segment which is growing for us. In mobility, we work on wide range of technology, which include Android, iOS, and hybrid, all the three, and web apps. On the cloud, we work on all the leading platform, including Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. We have signed a partnership with Amazon, and we are further working on to do that with Google as well. We had five key wins in this quarter. One of them is a leading provider of video collaboration services. They have engaged our system for their new generation of their product. Another US company, they provide the cloud-based document management platform, and they have engaged our system to extend its product offering on mobility. Another is the existing customer. They provide solution for a smart school in USA. They awarded a new product project to support digitization of its communication security system. Another customer is the Productive Space, is one of the leading provider of digital HR solution in Germany. They have selected our system to enhance its solution to manage the employee lifecycle. In Southeast Asia, one of the leader in travel retail industry headquartered in France has engaged IBIS to upgrade their NAV application to Microsoft Dynamics Business Central for their Singapore and Malaysia center. This will integrate with various business processes to deliver financial stability and operational excellence. In terms of headcount, from 2,379, we have grown by 84 to 2,463. There is an addition. Utilization, Q1 utilization has slightly decreased as compared to Q4 due to ramp up for the new project. On a quarterly basis by geography, US contributes 62.8, Europe 15.2, Southeast Asia 15.7, the rest of the world 5.3. On a quarterly client concentration, top 10 clients contribute 35.3%, with the largest client at 6.1%. With that brief overview, I hand over to Mr. Rekhi for his closing comment. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Aviraj. Let me sum up. We had a promising start for the year 2019 with a robust revenue growth and margin improvement. Our investment in digital technologies has resulted into visible results. We have also successfully integrated InnoVision into our systems family, and now it operates as a part of our system's digital business unit. We are confident for further improvement in margins with growth momentum and discipline in execution. We are committed to our digital transformation initiatives by creating an ecosystem that supports our customers realizing full benefits of digital transformation. Our continued focus for 2019 is to leverage our digital offerings for profitable growth. We continue to partner with customers for their digital transformation. We are maintaining a strong balance sheet to invest for growth. This brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we'll hand you back to the organizers for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. Participants to ask a question, please press star, then one. Participants who would like to ask questions, please press star, then one. As there are no questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rekhi for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for joining this conference call, and that brings us to the end, and we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.